Benz is my color, bitch.
Love Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
What? It's time to get down. Put your hands in the air. Who wants to get down tonight? Because I'm
I
down
do.
To get down. Y'all ready?
Put your hands
ready?
In the air like you
down.
Don't care.
Yeah. You know what? It's all good. I mean, this is unscripted radio, and I'm Mike J. Mama's here. Kitty is here.
That's
Daisy.
Right.
Driving Miss Daisy. We are driving Miss Daisy tonight. That's right. Because
right.
it's always
it's,
a good time.
Cameron Ashley will be here momentarily. And so will Miss Stephanie from last night, as y'all heard my story about how you don't want to fuck with me because I was brought up on a murder charge. I was cleared and everything, but we had the story.
Whoa. Wow.
Y'all missed it. I realized last night, you know, because we've got BC on the show now, and now my friend Stephanie and Christina. I have too many old friends on the show that know too much shit.
Oh, what do you call Daisy?
Well, yeah, but
Daisy
ain't really...
You got enough dirt on me to last for three people. No problem.
She hasn't been blowing your shit up like my shit's been blown up in the last couple of weeks, okay? We were talking about how we, like, got busted for a murder charge. Obviously, we were innocent, and it was some other people.
Obviously.
You sure you innocent? Are you sure? Did they clear the charges?
Have you been proven guilty?
Keep fucking talking shit, and you might be the next one.
Right? I'll be an accessory.
There's a big backyard in our rental house, bitch.
Yeah, there's not much grass. There's not much grass.
It's just all right. Look, I lived in Arizona for a while. There was no grass. It was all rocks. I learned how to dig. I'm good. I got this.
That's hilarious.
They're going to wonder why there's a backhoe at the rental house, but, you know.
What'd you call me?
Oh.
This bitch. Look, so here's the next battle. So, as everybody knows, I'm flying into Vegas with Joe.
Yes.
And we're picking
up
Miss Kitty because we didn't know she'll make it on time for the reality show.
Because I'd be late.
Yeah.
You know how
We're picking this hoe up. And now the battle insists of. We've kind of been scrapping about this for a couple weeks because, you know, Miss Katrina Johnson, she's frankly all that, and bitch has a Benz. And it's a convertible, so her and it's a two-door. So she keeps crying that we're not going to be able to fit our baggage plus three people in this Mercedes-Benz.
You're not going to be able to fit your legs in my car, let alone a bag.
Look,
bitch,
I forget, too, that you guys have to pick me up at the airport, so that's four people plus my bag.
No, bitch, because I'll drop my bags off first. Karen, I have to get over it. Here's the thing. I'm a faggot, honey. I'm good at packing shit. Just saying. And I know Miss Stephanie is now on the line with us. Michael, could you unmute her kindly?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Katrina, you haven't met Miss Stephanie or Daisy. Michael, I think you've met in circles. But Stephanie's here with us tonight. Everybody give a round of applause for Miss Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
That was lame applause, but it was welcoming, I guess.
I know. Mike's not on it. Usually he's right on the buttons.
That's cool. Wait till he says something funny, and then you'll get a ba-dum-bump.
Yeah,
you won't be slacking
true.
On that. I'm just saying.
So, Steph, we're having a battle because Miss Katrina here, you know, I'm flying into Vegas. She's got a Benz, but we're not trying to drive that to L.A. because it's a little too small. It's a two-door convertible. No trunk room. She's like, where are we going to put all the bags? And I'm like, I'm a faggot. I know how to pack my shit.
I'm telling you, you won't fit in the car, let alone your stuff. Because
bitch,
the way these
cars
are made,
don't know me.
You only have room for the hood. We'll
drive
around
Vegas, to Florida with three people and a dog
in a
Honda Civic. Two-door Honda Civic.
Lord.
If you want to tell me... Okay, I wasn't.
But yeah, but we were
then.
Definitely traveling light. We were traveling light.
Listen, I'm telling you, it just doesn't make sense. We're not gonna fit.
So rent
now
a
I have to
car.
Get, look, here's the other problem. So the car that I'm renting for all of us, it's full size or whatever, and it says a Taurus or something similar. Now, I could have went, the next one up was a Crown Victorian or something similar, and that's called the Premium. And also, I'm like, I'm not driving no cop car in L.A. Like, it's not going to happen. And I'm sure as hell not driving no Crown Victorian. I'm saying maybe if it was like a Lincoln. But then here's the thing. I went and read the fine print, and if you get the Premium or the luxury car, you have to put a $700 deposit down. I was like, yeah, we're going to get the full size.
That's just rude.
Like, they trying to hold my money. Like, I need my credit cards. What happens if I find something real cute in L.A. and I got to ship it back to New York? I can't have my money tied up.
What happens if you fall and break a leg and got to get it in a cab?
Well, you the one that says you make all that money, you going to pay.
No, sorry, I'm poor.
You ain't poor. This bitch, okay, so let me just break it down for y'all the rest of how this conversation is going. We had a meeting on Monday night, which I had sleeping pills. I fell asleep. And Karen and we're all going over all of our outfit changes, as, again, we talked about last night. And I'm like, I don't have that many clothes. I work at home. I do daycare. I don't really have nice clothes anymore. I don't go out. Mike J., has been crying poverty for weeks. And then this bitch is like, well, I'm going to go buy a whole new wardrobe. I've been looking for an excuse, and this is an excuse to go buy a whole new wardrobe.
So listen, know where my wardrobe is coming from? It's coming from H&M, all right? You can get T-shirts for $5, okay?
Okay, but a whole new wardrobe is still going to be over $100.
No, it's not.
Okay.
A whole new wardrobe at H&M will still be at least $500.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm not buying an entire new wardrobe. I have to take a picture for you guys. I'll put it up at some point. But I pulled every single piece of clothing out of my closet that Miss Ashley said would fit what is appropriate to be worn on TV without all the logos and graphics. I got a pile sitting in my living room. So now I got to go through her scene changes and make sure that I got stuff that'll fit into that. So after I've done that, I might only have to get a couple of things at H&M.
Hmm.
Mhm. We'll see.
Mike J. Problem.
Now look at, he's gonna call us Sunday when we have our little meeting and be like, "So I spent $500. I didn't mean to, but I did. Thank you, Citibank."
He's a fashionista. What can he say?
He's gonna come up on here and defend
his ass. I'm stopping in your closet, Daisy. I'm stopping in your closet, baby. I was already told, so I fully intend on having, like, 50 million things in my trunk for everybody, like accessories, purses.
Oh, yeah.
She's good. So I was like, girl, you're bringing your whole wardrobe. Load it up.
That was hilarious.
Going shopping.
Yeah, no, that's a wardrobe of Jeff. Part of a wardrobe of Jeff. I bought a car from him, this blue Bonneville, and I ended up turning around and selling it because I didn't have time to put money into it. So it, like, sat, and then I sold it to somebody else. But he was like, oh, you know, who did you get this car from him? And I was like, oh, you know, my friend Jeff. And he was like, oh, you know, he knew him because he's gay. So I go and, like, open up the trunk, and there's, like, size 13 high heels.
Funny. Jeffrey, you left your stilettos in the trunk.
No, there was a lot of pairs of them. And like wigs and nail polish. The guy who was buying the car was looking at me like, I know these are her shoes.
Is that where the box of nail polish went to? I've been looking for that for years. But, 70, I gave the car to my brother, and he technically sold it to you. But the awkward part
was the last time
I took the car was Halloween when I first started being a live-in nanny. And me and the chick I nanny for, her boyfriend and my friend Crazy Lisa, went out on Halloween, and we dressed up as doctors, and they dressed up as slutty nurses. Well, we had this sex toy with us that we lost in our drunken stupor. And I had to call Stephanie and was like, did you find any sex toys in the car? Because I need it back if you did, because it wasn't mine.
OMG, whose was it?
They bought it especially for Halloween, but the thing is we would have liked it back because it was a useful tool. It was an expensive one.
Oh, my goodness. No,
it did Stars on Ice.
It what?
It did Stars on Ice. You know, the top part of it just went round and round. It was cool.
Okay. All right. I gave Daisy one of those Christmas one year. She was scared.
She did. She did. It was not only that kind, but it wasn't it a scratch and sniff? It smelled like strawberries and shit.
Yeah, I was like, this will change your life.
Only Katrina Johnson would give out Scratch and Sniff sex toys. That's just...
And she still put in front of the whole family, mind
you.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
So No, we started laughing because, you know, it's just I'm so embarrassed. And I have a thing that when I get embarrassed, I start laughing, like, uncontrollably. My mom has the same thing. Like, you can tell us, like, somebody ran over our dogs, and I'm like, because it's a nervous thing. It's so bad. So, of course, you know, we all decide, hey, this is fun. Let's put batteries in it and pass it around. And just give it to people unsuspectingly. Yeah, no, we like, put it in my grandmother's hand. And she's like, what is this? And we're like, oh, you know, it's one of the kids' toys. And she's like, oh, it's so interesting. We're all cracking up laughing. It was horrible.
That's hilarious.
It's like a Concepcion Christmas.
Yep.
And ain't no Never gift like a Capcom gift. Just
That's a little traumatic. That's almost as bad as the other night when I was shopping for clothes.
Mike was talking about buying clothes again.
Okay. Here we go. What's up?
Catch me up. I know I'm coming in all late and after the fact. We're turning the conversation back. But catch me up on the convo.
Oh, girl, it's the same shit a different day. Mike's crying poverty, but he's about to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe.
I know, Mike. You did say that you were broke, and then he was like, I'm going to go buy some new stuff.
Yeah, I revised my budget, so I'm not going to American Apparel. I'm going to H&M, because that's all I can afford.
Your idea of broke and, like, the rest of the world's idea of broke are two different things.
Right.
Like, when I say I'm broke, I mean I need to borrow a dollar from you to go get a loaf of bread.
Right. Mike,
this bitch idea broke is like, I can only afford a $1,000 piece from Crate and Barrel.
I do not shop at Crate and Barrel. It's
I'm sorry, Pier 1. I'm sorry. I know. You're a label.
None of that. None of that. Crate and Barrel. What the hell do I look like? They're all right.
Crate and Barrel. It's expensive.
I like.
I know.
Stuff okay.
I know. Really? So you're dissing Miss Karen Ashley, who sent me those fabulous wine glasses from Crate and Barrel,
look,
and I was tickled.
I've been to a Crate and a Barrel. Some of their stuff is okay. It's all right. I'm a little bit more of a Pottery Barn kind of guy. It's a little more traditional.
More conservative style. American.
Well, you know, I'm secretly a Republican at heart. Okay, don't tell nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know you are, Mr.
You
Abomination of the Catholic Church and shit at the gay wedding.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Apparently he missed the memo that he was a faggot. I'm just saying.
I know, Mike.
Well,
what
look,
happened? I
you know
get the
what
memo
happened.
That the status changed.
No,
you
what,
know
happened?
What happens when I get drunk? I get the multiple personalities start coming out, and it's hard to control which one's talking at once.
Honey,
you know?
That doesn't happen just when you're drunk.
True.
That happens on a regular.
I know. I was like, when people get drunk, it's usually the truth comes out.
Well,
yeah.
I just, you know, but the truth is, I got multiple personalities, and they come all out at once and speak the truth. So
well, that's funny, Michael, because we were all talking behind your back about how you need to go to a psychiatrist to be diagnosed with multiple personalities.
Do I get some pills?
Well, probably they're going to put you on some medication because, bitch, you need it.
Well, as long as that shit don't make me drool, I'm all right. I'll sign up.
What if it impairs your libido? What if schizophrenic medicine makes your donkey not work? Then what?
Uh-oh.
Well, then you know what? I'm just going to be a fucking schizophrenic, all right?
Michael, let me just give you one tip from me and Stephanie. don't take a whole bunch of muscle relaxers, smoke weed, and drink. It never works out.
Listen, Jeff and a bunch of people were, like, taking, like, muscle relaxers. I'm, like, yelling at them, like, why are you doing that shit? You know what I'm saying? So I really don't mess around other than, you know, drink a little bit sometimes and, yeah, smoke a little weed. But besides the point, I'm like, you know, I'm not really condoning my friends taking pills, you know. So one day I decided to take one while I'm drinking with Jeff and see what it's like, right? Well, like not long later, I'm like laid out on the couch feeling like I only drank like a little bit, but I felt like I'd been drinking like for a whole day and was like, it was horrible. I couldn't like really move off the couch. I was like, okay, this is not good. So I passed out. Now, I wake up in the morning time, and Jeffrey is on the floor. I thought he was dead, okay? He was face down, and I'm not even talking a little puke. I'm talking a mound of puke.
Oh, yeah.
That was like chicken from chicken wings. It was chicken wings, and it was
girl,
so freaking
remember that kid
gross.
Came over, the one that I brought to the direct subs to piss Chris off. And I made him take me to the gas station, and I brought all those little Debbies. You know, I was a fat kid at heart.
Oh, that's foul. Chicken wings and a ho-ho.
Listen, I was so scared. I was like, Jeff. And he's not, like, moving. I, like, kick him lightly. Jeff. Then I, like, kick him harder, like, Jeff. Finally, like, I'm really, like, trying to wake him up. I see he's, like, moving, so the only thing he's responding to is me kicking him. So I'm kicking him, and he wakes up. I'm like, are you okay? He's like, oh, my God. Like, so he goes and, like, cleans up. I'm trying to clean this shit up. It was like, he comes downstairs. He goes, why? Oh, my God, my back and my side hurt. What happened? I'm like, I might have kicked you a few times.
Oh, my God. She kicked him back to life.
That's fresh.
That's just a Tuesday for me and Daisy.
Now I was like, wake the fuck up, you fucking are laying and fucking vomit on the floor. Get the fuck up. I'm not going to just leave him laying there like that, and I certainly couldn't move his ass.
Oh, my God. Jeffrey.
Look, Stephanie and I went through the war together, and this was like at the very early stages, which I've talked about. I didn't drink. I didn't do drugs. I was a very innocent kid. So this was all, like, the beginning and, like, the torment you have to go through. So this is why
Jeffrey,
you shouldn't drink or do drugs.
I never met you innocent in my life. I never, ever knew you
okay.
to be innocent since the day I met you.
I am not even going to remind you about that one trip to the city.
I don't claim to be innocent. That's the difference. I'm not saying I'm innocent.
Or you went to go be a drug dealer. I know all about it.
Hey, I guess if you do the crime, you do the time.
There you go. Wow.
Or, wow. You know, it ain't a crime if you don't get caught.
Well, there you go. That's the motto for today, guys.
Take it from us. Don't do the shit we did and make the mistakes we made. Just stay sober and stay in school. That's
I hope there's no children listening to the show.
Right.
That's why we have to put the disclaimer at the top of the hour.
Okay, you can't
yes.
say shit, Mike
If your
J.
kids are up.
Well, have you ever noticed
say
the disclaimer?
That
it's for mature audiences, but it doesn't say it's for mature hosts at all.
look at, I did all this shit when I was like 17 and 18.
Yeah, this is
my kid Jay stuff. Is now just doing this shit at like 27 to 30.
No, I started earlier. Before that, I started in college. Are you
kidding? At 25? Woohoo!
23.
No, no.
But you gotta get it out at some point, right? He was a late bloomer.
Like, by the time I was 23, I was a professional. I was carrying that fishbowl around.
All right,
I'm
well,
a fan of the fishbowl. You know I am.
Fishbowls are awesome, but you know what else is awesome? It's been quite a while, but we actually have some voicemails that were left on our voicemail hotline for, Miss Ashley, because, you know, people love Miss Ashley. So we got one from William. I'm going to play this, and yeah, that's about it.
Hi, my name's William. I'm like your big fan because I watched Power Rangers, and you was my favorite Yellow Ranger. My number is 4-3-0. I hope I get to hear you, and I hope you call me.
Oh!
That's
such bullshit. I don't understand it.
But I got digits.
Look,
I'll tell it to you later.
This is bullshit. Because, Karen, you really are the only yellow Power Ranger, original, like Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, left. God rest her soul. I never say her name right. It's not even here. So, of course, you're everybody's favorite.
It's all by default.
Listen, you just mad because people are calling in giving Miss Karen Ashley the digits, and no one's calling in and giving you the digits.
Look at me, but I don't need them to call in because they fucking not stupid. They leave it on my inbox, okay?
Well,
Miss Ashley,
jealous.
Got
I didn't get the inbox love.
No,
somebody
we gotta
give Katrina some inbox love.
Yeah, we gotta give some Katrina some love. But Miss Ashley, you got anything you want to say to William?
I say thank you, William. Thank you very much. I'm so
but
happy.
She ain't
I
calling
talking.
Your ass.
Right, right. You know, I do have his number in front of me. We could totally call him right now if you'd like.
Oh, you dirty.
That was
so dirty. That is dirty. I say that's dirty.
Too dirty? All right. All right.
I vote for yes because that would be some funny shit. I'm just saying.
Okay, well.
But maybe, maybe you should just tell him the truth. Like, hey, you know.
I got it,
I appreciate the message.
I think if he listens to the show, he probably knows I got a man. So I think he just thinks. Like, I'll pick up the phone and call him, you know, because he's a fan and, you know. I think most of the time their intentions are to be your friend. Like, they want to be your friend.
Well,
are
look
we,
at Karen, here's the thing.
Yeah,
cheap bitches could go over to Indiegogo.com/unscriptedreality, donate $100, and they could get you to call them. So they need to stop
That's
being
true.
Cheap motherfuckers.
Well, all right, well, listen.
They welfare check and fucking call in.
They're chanting in the chat room. So, you guys, are we doing this?
What are they chanting? Call
him.
Yeah, call
him.
Him.
Call him. Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Okay, call him.
All right.
Call him up.
Hold on. I don't hear no ring. Oh, there it goes. This is some technical stuff we got here at Blog Talk.
What's his name again?
William?
Uh-oh. Hi, is this William?
Who's this?
Karen Ashley?
I'm going to ask for
what?
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Is this William?
Who are you looking for?
Is this William? Hello, William.
Yeah, this is
this is William? This is Karen Ashley.
Ashley?
Karen Ashley. From Power
Rangers. Oh, this is Karen Ashley.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing? You left me a message to call you, so I'm calling you. And I got all my friends on the phone.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yes.
I didn't expect you to call her.
I'm chilling just with my cousins and stuff.
Oh, you are? Tell me what's up.
Yeah, I got your box. The box that's coming this weekend.
Oh, you coming to Morphicon?
No, I wish I could, but I got the box set, the mega box set.
Oh,
I already ordered
Did you see the special features we
watched? Yeah, I ordered every episode.
Oh, cool.
Hold on, say something.
I am a big fan
of yours, and it was my favorite Yellow Ranger.
Thank you so much. I am so honored to be your favorite. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What are you guys up to?
Hello?
Hello?
My cousin said you sound hot.
Oh, okay, man.
Oh,
well, at least it wasn't a pass out.
No.
I want you to say hi to all my unscripted radio friends. They're all on the phone. You're on the radio right now.
Oh, yeah. We should have said that at the top. You're on the radio. Sorry.
Whoa. I'm unscripted.
Legal's going to get
in
on the trouble.
All right. Rock on. Totally. My birthday's on Tuesday. My birthday's Tuesday as well. I'm throwing a marathon of the season two.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, William. Well, I'm so glad that I called because this is an early birthday present for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Where are you from? Because I hear an accent.
I'm from Baltimore.
Baltimore, okay, cool, very cool. Well,
yeah.
We gotta get back to the radio.
Your boy Jason was up here the other weekend.
Oh, he was. Oh, okay, yeah. He texted me and told me he had a lot of fun up there. Very cool.
I know. I keep a track on him. Y'all too online. And I think he took a picture of one of the places I show at all the time, the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I love that place. It's so good. I love the Cheesecake Factory.
You know what I like to say about the Cheesecake Factory? I like to say,
That's Katrina Johnson. Do you know who Katrina Johnson is? She's from All That. Remember Katrina Johnson?
Yes, I do.
Double whammy. She's on the
Yes, what's up? I love how that they did the interviews. Did you do an interview for the box set?
I did. Did you watch on the special features?
I'm going to definitely be watching it. I might repeat it about four times in a row.
Oh, my.
That's all right.
Well,
I like
William,
that.
Now you need to make sure you're tuning in to Unscripted Radio weeknights at 9 p.m., bitch, because we just called your ass.
Okay, I will definitely be fucking tuning in, especially with this hot woman on the end.
Ooh. All right.
So, William, we have to get back to Unscripted. Do you have a question for me before we go?
Yeah. Are you going to be able to do anything for Megaforce? Do you have any plans for you?
Do I have any plans for what?
Megaforce?
No, I don't know anything about it. It's the new one,
right? The new season.
Right.
Yeah,
it's the
20th anniversary.
Right, I know. I don't know. Maybe they'll call me. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, because Tommy mentioned something about he hopefully they call him for it, too. He said that at his panel.
Right. Yeah, maybe they'll call me, but they know they got to write big checks in order to get me, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah, I know about that. Hey, can I get a pic? Can I get a shot pic from you?
You sure can. Well, make sure and inbox us on Unscripted, our Facebook page, and send me your address.
All right, I will do. My cousin wants one, too, he said.
He wants to know what?
Well, your cousin has to leave a voicemail, too, then, that we could play on air.
Yeah, cousin, he has to call back and leave a voicemail, and then we'll chitty-chat with him. But we got to go. I just want to tell you thank you so much.
He got you one, too. He got you one right after our last one.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay. Well, we haven't heard it yet. So
well,
we'll
is your cousin's name John, by chance?
Yeah, that's
Hello?
From John, too.
Oh, well, yeah, we got a voicemail from him. Well, we're running short on time. Maybe we'll play it tomorrow night.
We'll play it tomorrow night, and then we'll send him a picture, too. Tell John thank you, and you guys have fun tonight, and happy birthday.
All right, thanks.
All right,
bye.
And love and peace and yeehaw.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go. I mean, look at that.
We thought we had two.
Yeah, that went out well.
And households.
I didn't realize they're calling from the same house. Creepy.
They go down, pass it around, 99 Karen Ashley fans on the wall.
Okay, I really thought we were going to get into some shit because I thought his girl answered the phone and she heard a girl and was like,
what? I was like, what is that? I didn't know what was going on.
I thought we were going to be like, who the fuck is you?
Your latest, greatest home wreckage.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Remind me next time that we call out to someone I'm supposed to when they pick up, tell them that they're on the radio and are they okay with it? I keep forgetting.
Nah, fuck them.
He was so happy. He was like, yeah, rock on.
Rock on. Well, you know what? We have another voicemail. We'll grab that one tomorrow night. And if you guys want to call in or text it, I can't promise that we'll text you back or that we'll play every voicemail or that we'll call every voicemail.
But if we make it good, we might.
We got stuff. So if you do make it good, and you should feel so inclined, the number is 323-379-4877. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can send text messages. You can just call in and leave us a voicemail. And like Miss Kitty said, if it's good, we may just play it on air. But I got excited because we haven't had a voicemail in like freaking 2 months. So, you know. And all of a sudden we had like 5 today. And William, I don't know, he called like 5 times, all right? I said I had like 5 missed calls from the same number.
I think he's going to call like 8 more times now that we've actually called him back.
Probably.
Are you kidding? His whole family probably called him. His grandmother, his mother, his cousin, his uncle.
Or at least they're going to now that we talked to them all.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe
so it's 6:30. Are we ready for the what the F news?
Oh, I think we are.
I'm so excited.
Let's do it.
Get the noise tonight.
All right, so I'm going to need a little help from Katrina. Katrina, can I get a horse sound out of you? Okay. So in most cases, the knee means no. Well, not in this case. Jeremy Johnson, 20 years old from Pennsylvania, pleaded guilty to breaking into a barn and performing oral sex on a female horse. Yes. Johnson was sentenced to 2.5 years probation for defiant trespass and sexual intercourse with an animal. Police were called to Perry County Farm for a possible break-in around 1 a.m. The barn's owner told police that an employee had spotted Johnson in the stables after the alarm was tripped. Johnson told officers that he had been job hunting at the barn previously and did not realize the time. He also said that he had been at the barn for an hour and had licked a horse, according to the previous reports on PennLive.com. Johnson's case comes on the heels of a story earlier this year about a man who was accused of receiving oral sex from a horse, but was not charged under the state's recently passed bestiality law because of an apparent oral sex loophole in the ordinance.
Oh, my.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How could someone give orals to... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
It's okay. Next story. So most of us always have that nightmare of where something, you know, is crawling at you at night and you think, oh, my God, a spider's on me or whatever. Well, in this case, the nightmare came true. A spider had crawled inside a woman's ear canal and lived there for 5 days before the doctor extracted it.
Oh.
The woman, referred to as Miss Lee, arrived at China's Changshai Central Hospital, and she complained of an itchy ear and was hoping the doctors could treat her. When Dr. Singh took a look inside, he found a spider living in the woman's ear canal. Apparently, the spider had crawled into Mrs. Lin's ear when she slept. The x-ray of the spider showed that if the doctors had tried to forcefully take out the spider in the woman's ear canal, they worried that attempting it would push the spider deeper in. So they drained the woman's ear canal with saline solution so that it wouldn't drill its barbs deeper into her ear.
Ugh.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh,
right?
Oh.
And last but not least, an Ohio woman, Tamala Grissett, 29, was charged with obstructing official business after allegedly faking labor pains while under arrest. Police originally tracked Grissett down after she reportedly swiped $1,200 in goods from a local Macy's. When they attempted to make the arrest, officers say the woman gave them a fake driver's license. After police succeeded in confirming her real identity, she allegedly threatened to kill one of the officers, then file a false abuse complaint against him. When the officers were not deterred from making the arrest, the suspect told them that she was in pain and experiencing pregnancy complications. Police transported Grissette to a nearby hospital, but once there, she made a run for it. Cops soon recaptured her and booked her into the Hamilton County Justice Center. Grissette was charged with escaping from custody, theft, aggravating, menacing behavior, and obstructing of official business, according to the arrest records. Whether or not the suspect was actually pregnant is unclear. Grissette isn't the only Ohio resident in recent years to tell cops a less than credible story. Alleged underage drinker Tomage Strupmade, a proud member of Team Jacob, was approached by police in May of 2011. He growled at the officers and claimed that he was going to attack when the moon was out. Vampire fans need not feel left out, however. Just a year before Strupp tried that Teen Wolf excuse, a 21-year-old Andrew Whiteman allegedly broke into a convenience store, then declared that he was a 100-year-old vampire who planned on eating the officers' kidneys. Obviously, these people need to get laid and stop obsessing over Twilight. I'm just saying.
Sounds like bath salts.
Yeah, stop eating bath salts. Definitely.
Unreal.
And that's the... Wow.
Mm-mm.
Amazing.
I want to know, how would somebody put their penis in a horse's mouth?
Very carefully.
Have you ever seen the teeth on a horse?
Haven't you seen Mr. Ed? That's frightening.
Haven't you seen the women?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know what to, like, think. Like, it's just the worst. That's the wrong sound.
I don't have a horse. I'm sorry, I don't have a horse.
Katrina, hit it.
A horse, of course, of course, of course. A horse is something, Mr. Ed. I don't remember it.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Unless, of course, the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Or something like that.
Of course you would know that.
Whatever. Don't judge me. Who are you?
That's because they don't have no bestiality laws in Vegas, bitch. I know how you did to get down.
Listen. I'm just saying I like mountain men, not animals.
Well, you know, if I had to pick an
animal... They were grizzly bearish in nature.
If I had to pick an animal that I wanted to shag, I suppose it would be a werewolf. I like them. They got nice fur.
You could get rug burn.
That's true.
It's not a good look.
Well, that's a good question. If you had to shag an animal, what would it be?
I'd go for a bear, a grizzly bear, big and buff and grizzly-ish.
Yeah, we're pushing you in the corner, Jeffrey, really.
Really? What the fuck has this show been reduced to?
And that's the hell she doesn't ask in that question.
She always brings the animal molestation stories. Blame it on Daisy. First it was
the horse. Ashley.
Come on,
I can't
Mama.
Help
well,
it
know.
If people can't get laid normally.
I mean, we did have that incident in my house with the lion and the llama. It was a little traumatic.
Oh gosh, it was just a cougar and it was a cougar and a cub.
Well, I like how Mama's dodging the question though. What animal? Come on, Mama. What animal?
Oh, I'll wait for Miss Karen Ashley's response.
You can't redirect the question, homeboy.
I sure did. Bitch, this is not Judge Judy. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
What's worse, it's Judge Karen. I'm worse than her. No, if I had to have sex with an animal, I guess it would be like a cheetah or a maybe it would be a bear. Since I was the bear, we'd have something in common.
Wait, what? You're a bear?
I was a
bear.
She wants
to boogie with the bear. Duh.
Hello. With the bear. Duh.
Sorry, I forgot.
Jeez, you
okay,
people are so
I know my
slow.
Animal. I'm going to pick the saber-toothed tiger.
Of course you are. Good choice, Jeffrey. Good choice.
Mm-hmm. Do it in the butt.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Whoa.
Okay,
whoa. Calm and take. Mike, Jay, what was yours again?
I said I picked
the
werewolf. I like it because it helps
answer?
Me hurt. I like the werewolf. What can I say? There's something about the big bushy tail.
You just
tail.
Like it being on all fours, you freak. Daisy, how about you?
So he picked werewolf, so I had no idea that we could pick mythological creatures. So,
so you want a unicorn. So you want to go for a ride on the horn.
No, I was thinking like merman, like sexy, no shirt, like, yeah.
Oh, what's he going to do with his fin?
Hold on, no, hold on. What's he supposed to serve me with? His Poseidon? He
no,
has
no,
a mouth. Have you ever seen a merman's junk? He doesn't have a junk. He's just got a tail.
Yeah, but it's a really
no.
big tail.
He uses his tail instead.
Well, Daisy did
oh,
tell us
be some
she likes it
fish
in every
action.
Day, so maybe she can handle the tail. I'm just saying.
I'm okay.
I know. He is the official has sex every day girl on the show.
I know.
So now that we know Daisy's being screwed by a merman's tail, Stephanie, what about you?
Yes, Stephanie.
I don't even understand the question.
You had to get it on animal style. Pick an animal.
What animal?
Or mythological. If I was an animal?
No.
If you were Stephanie.
I wouldn't have sex with an animal. I'm not even a pet person.
I don't even
right,
think
well,
any of us would. You got to just play along.
How about this? I got a suggestion for you from the chat room. Adam Oliver suggests a centaur. Like, you know, the half horse, half dude.
Oh wow.
Oh, that was
going to
be mine,
going
but I
couldn't.
I didn't know what the fuck they were called, so I just picked Karen Ashley Zord.
I knew it.
Son of a bitch.
Wow. Good choice, Adam.
No, I know. Stephanie would really pick a Clydesdale because she's got a thing for BC.
For what?
BC.
You know, Brian,
well, that's why
BC?
That's why the half man, half horse sounded kind of good.
It's kind of perfect, right? Not if you want to play. It's kind of perfect. We picked a good one for you. Got the best one.
I'm still surprised nobody picked a unicorn.
That's kind of pointy.
I don't know.
That
pointy
thing.
That's
a little
thing,
sharp.
I'd be afraid that cut my inside.
I don't know, man. I would rate a unicorn up there pretty high, like with a Power Ranger. That'd be quite an
fucking
accomplishment.
You'd pierce an organ.
It'd be worth it. Haven't you? Well, you're interested in BC. Let me tell you, he could rearrange your organs.
Oh, my God.
I ain't that fucking grown.
Well, all right. Here's a good question from the chat. They're hooked up. Heather Ray's hooked up on this centaur thing. They want to know if it would be considered bestiality since half of it's a man and half of it's a horse.
I would say no. It would not be. It would be legally okay because he could give you verbally his consent in English.
Aha, uh-huh, I like that.
Well, how do you know it speaks?
How do you know what it? Yeah, how do you know what language? She's already got her fantasy mapped out.
Because,
I saw that Shakespeare movie where they did it and it was good. And they had him in there and he was cute.
I think it depends with Andrew Crew.
What?
That's true. I mean, if you're going to screw a horse.
If it's half man and you only evolved with the half man part, I think you're good. But if you get involved with the half horse part, I think you got a problem.
Look at the brain controls the rest of the body.
How did we get out of this topic? I'm concerned.
Yeah, Karen Ashley. Innocent Power Ranger.
I was just wondering, like, sorry.
Elf Seven Gunnall.
Oh, I'd be a rabbit. I'd be a rabbit, so.
That's the animal you'd be if you could be an animal?
Yeah.
Animal?
I'd be a rabbit.
Wow.
Or if I were going to have sex, I would have sex with a rabbit.
I'd be a cat.
And then I'd make it a pair of slippers.
Oh, my goodness.
I just realized on my home computer, the home screen is a picture of me sprawled out wearing nothing but shoes, and my dad uses this computer.
Oops.
Ew. I just realized that. And
okay,
I don't know
so
how to
I
change
need to
the
know
background
if you
photo.
Guys heard about the country singer who was, like, found naked on the street.
Oh, girl. Was it Randy Travis?
Yes.
It was DUI naked, and then he had to leave the courthouse in a paper suit. Like, you know,
yes.
When you go to the doctor and you get a checkup and you get that paper outfit, that's what they put him in.
Yeah, because he had
girl.
No clothes on. This dude was just naked and crashed his car up. And like,
wow.
And they didn't know why he was naked. They still don't know. Yeah.
Does this mean we started the Thursday Throwdown?
I think we did.
Did we?
Well, we need some fucking music.
Make it happen.
Come on now.
I didn't, you didn't give me any warning. Hold on.
I know.
Oh, snap. You didn't know?
Whatever. Yeah, this is the Thursday Throwdown. Okay, so I know everybody's heard about it. Randy Travis is not having a good week. He crashed his Trans Am on Tuesday night. Now, mind you, just a few months ago, he was arrested on DUI. So, there's obviously a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he's the new Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, exactly. According to a local news report, the country star not only wrecked his car while naked, he visited a convenience store completely in the buff and demanded some cigarettes.
Oh, we've all done that. That's no biggie.
Only in Texas, right? Only in Texas. So,
wait, was he a Clydesdale?
It doesn't say. He said the musician walked up and said, "What are you doing?" And he explained he ordered a couple packs of cigarettes, just like anybody would order a pack of cigarettes, but except he was naked.
Oh, this bitch was on the solid.
I love it.
He was on something, right? So he ended up leaving empty-handed, and the clerk called 911. And so later, more people were calling 911, and there was a crash scene because obviously he was wasted. He crashed his car into, like, a bunch of stuff. And the owner, you know, basically said, there's a naked guy laying out on the street. Can someone come help him? So,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, it gets crazier and crazier. But this dude, like Katrina said, was completely nude and didn't have any clothes. So, you know, the cops didn't have anything, they had no clothes to give him. So they gave him one of those little paper suits, and they've got pictures of him coming out of the jail in the paper suit. It's so freaking classic. So classic. So what do you think, guys? I mean,
I want to know how they got his new car.
I bet he pays taxes, and they should have gave him a jumpsuit to wear home because he probably paid for one of them, at least.
I think he's the only person we know of in history that's ridden a cop car bareback.
Huh.
I think his next single is going to be a hit.
Oh yeah. You know the country music guys, like they write about all their life and. I went to jail, and I went and got naked, and, you know.
I cracked my Trans Am. I was naked as a Jaybird. Dun, 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 dun.
He was on some
basketball.
So, you guys know Floyd Mayweather, the boxer?
No.
Yes.
Is he hot?
He's a nice looking guy, but he's kind of a jerk. Like, he's very arrogant. He goes to court, throws money all the time, and he's he's just kind of a jerk. Well, he went to jail, and guess what he wanted to do when he got out of jail? He went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
No.
Wow. Food and went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and you know that's just kind of I guess what you do when you get out of jail these days is you go get you some chicken and waffles and get your grub on. What would be your
meal? Can I just tell you that in my to be humble opinion, Floyd Mayweather is the biggest bitch there is. He talks so much shit before every fight, and he talks so much smack to everyone, and then he gets in jail, and he's like, oh, I don't like it in here. I'm uncomfortable. Really? Tough titties. You're in jail, bitch. It's not supposed to be comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
I like your Martha Stewart.
Yes, she didn't complain. Like, you gotta say, Martha didn't complain about jail. She kind of just
made... No, she made those fucking... Remember, they weren't hoodies, but they were something. And then didn't she end up selling them? Like, what the fuck? Like, this bitch came out of prison with fucking business opportunities.
I can't hate on her, though. I think it's great. Yeah. Anything she touched turns to gold. So tell me, guys, what would be your first meal when you get out of jail if you had to spend a month in jail?
Baby, I'm
Chick-fil-A. Just kidding.
That's fresh.
So Katrina says baby edit, Emmett. What did you say, Jeff? I could barely hear it.
Oh, I said Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
No, I think it would have to be In-N-Out Burger, Sonic, and Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles all at the same time.
Oh, bitch, I'm taking you In-N-Out.
Bitch, I'm a big girl. Fuck. I like to eat.
Mikey, what would you eat?
You know what? Well, after that, I'd have me some lobster. You know, I'm on this seafood kick lately. I freaking love it. Love it.
Well, let's go.
Well, don't love it too much. Get it out of your system before you and I are sharing a room.
Oh, man. Okay, so, you know, this is the thing. A lot of people are, you know, talking about the Olympics. Everybody's kind of addicted and watching it throughout the day. It's kind of the thing right now. But the biggest thing, other than them winning, like, you know, scoring all these points or, you know, getting the gold, is that they've been getting some ass. Like, they said these athletes have been hooking up. Like, they have all these wild parties, and they all kind of stay on the compound together, you know, because they got to keep the athletes safe. So they're all on this, like, kind of compound thing. But they said the craziest thing is like, there are pictures of, you know, them hooking up and, like, people sitting on people's laps, and it's just, like, the craziest thing. I mean, if you were – I think if you're sitting on top of the world and the world is watching, I would hook up with some of these athletes. I mean, have you guys been watching the Olympics? They're, like, pretty hot and tempting.
Yeah. Listen, that Ryan Lochte's all right. Oof.
Nothing wrong with the Olympics on the grind.
Full body fat and, like, ripped to shreds. The trash
people ripped to shreds.
Okay. Like, it's like, wow.
I mean,
I know.
Like Phelps, too, but he looks a little touched. I'm just saying.
I don't care about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I've been saying, I don't care. The other day, it just so happened, there were some divers on the televisions, and I text Karen and was like, bitch, I think I love the Olympics. The divers, fantastic. Woof.
Yeah. So imagine having all these hot people, and they're all hooking up. I just want to know who's the most hot. I think in like a month we'll have some good throwdown news.
I can't wait to find out how many of them have crabs.
Ew. Why? They don't, because they get tested. The Olympians get tested for everything.
Mm-hmm. Girl, somebody snuck one in there. Trust. Either somebody's leaving with crabs or they leave them pregnant. One or the other.
Maybe pregnant.
Ew.
Okay, so last but not least, this is a great story. This could even make the what the fuck news. It's just amazing. Jay Penske, who's the media mogul son of NASCAR legend Roger Penske. You've all heard the name Penske. That's a pretty, even if you don't watch NASCAR, you kind of heard of the name.
Well, he was arrested in Massachusetts early this morning after allegedly urinating on a woman in a yacht club parking lot.
Maybe she had a
jellyfish
on her
This, according to multiple reports, not one report, but multiple reports, the cops reportedly called to the fancy schmancy Nantucket Yacht Club around 2 a.m. Thursday morning after two women claimed Jay and his brother, Mark, assaulted them in a parking lot after breaking into the property. The women reportedly told police that Jay, who is the CEO of PMC Media, was urinating in a parking lot, so they decided to approach him. Yeah, you see somebody peeing, you're going to go up to him at 2 in the morning. But when they got they said Jay allegedly turned the hose on one of the women and peed all over her.
Wow.
I think that's what they get. You leave a person alone when they're peeing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to.
And
right.
Never stand downwind.
Right. They reportedly, you know, have declined to press charges but are thinking of a lawsuit since the son, he is the son of a billionaire.
Oh,
so,
geez.
Right.
Mental anger you need to peed on, I'm telling you. You need to pay
if you are
going to
get peed on, it might as well be by the son of a billionaire, I'm just saying.
Right. Exactly. And that's all I got for the throwdown. It's a pretty quiet week, you know.
All
right.
The Olympics.
All right. Well, you know, we've only got like 3 minutes left, and is her name Brianna? She's freaking out in the chat room, so apparently she has something important to say. I don't know.
Okay. You know Bri.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Bri. I was going to say that Jeffrey needs to get to talking with the people. We only got like 6 hours left.
Come on, guys.
Jeffrey, come on.
Very good day. Pump it up, Jeff.
I'm sorry, I missed something. What?
He said we only have 6 hours left.
Indiegogo, Jeffrey.
Okay. Indiegogo.
6 hours left. Come on.
Oh, well, bitches, give us your fucking money. Stop being cheap sons of bitches. Go over to www.indiegogo.com/unscripted reality and give us your motherfucking money.
I like how he's so sweet about it.
I like how he uses more expletives than any other word.
Right.
Money
and
money.
We tried the whole sweet approach, and these bitches donated zilch. Wasn't until I started cussing motherfuckers out that they started handing over the dough. Now they know I was pressed for a murder charge. So I suggest you go over to donate, bitches.
Yes.
That's what's
and
up.
And Bri was our top funder, and she is coming to a private house party while we're shooting the reality show. So I'm just saying.
With some Power Rangers. Woo-woo. And, come on, people. Yeah. It's like 20 bucks. Come on.
$20.
Exactly.
We might even call you up and thank you personally. We've got
That's
6
right.
hours left. Let's
yep.
do this. I mean, it's now or never. Otherwise, Jeffrey's going to be wearing the same shirt all day long. And we need to buy Mama a new outfit.
That's
right.
And William just became my Facebook friend. See what happens when you support us with the video. So hurry it up, people. 6 hours left. We got 2 minutes. Any last thoughts?
Yeah, what should the top 10 be tomorrow?
Woo! Yeah, okay. Come on, chat room, give us some ideas.
Top 10 animals you can have sex with. No?
Olympic
Boo.
Fantasies. Top 10 things to earn gold. Keep going. Let's keep throwing them out there. Maybe something will be good.
I think there should be deep throating in the Olympics.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Okay, that went over like a fart in church. Okay, great. Love you all, bitches.
You would be the winningest winner of that contest.
Yeah.
No,
you
would be Miss Katrina A. Johnson. I heard about it. That's why we call her Deep Throat McGee.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I won a banana-eating contest.
Hello. I think this is like a challenge.
I went to a club with Jeffrey.
The
and Yeah, and so they had, like, a competition where you're winning money. It was, like, what was it, like the Gay Olympics or something? As a matter of fact, it was. So they have all these stuff that you compete for. So they're, like, I swear the whole thing was a setup. So they're, like, telling me, like, get in, you can win money, you know, whatever. So I'm like, okay, screw it. It's, like, getting to the last thing. And they have, like, a banana eating contest, right? But you have to do it blindfolded. So I'm, like, chowing down on the bananas blindfolded, right? But I won. But they told, like, everyone to be quiet and unblindfolded the other people. And they're still telling me, like, the DJ is, like, still telling me to go, like, go, go, go. And I'm the only one sitting there shoving bananas in my mouth.
Katrina, I think I have your top 10. This is courtesy of Johnny Duble. Top 10 Strangerwood moments.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Stephanie in a banana eating contest, I'm just saying.
I mean, we can make it boy and girl. Top 10 Strangerwood / Stranger Moisture moment. Yeah. Well, she just left. Well, apparently because we're overtime, so we just all going to go. Somebody tweet that to her or put it on the Facebook, please.
Keep them coming. Yeah, we need a good top 10 for Katrina because she's really good at it.
Yeah. Send it to Katrina's Facebook.
Be sure to donate to www.indiegogo.com/unscriptedreality. We only have 6 hours. Let's hit it with a bang. Come on, people.
Let's do it.
That's it. Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
Good night, everyone.
Unscripted Radio, your guiltiest pleasure. Make sure you're checking us out on your Stitcher app for your Android phone or your iPhone. And make sure you go to our website, unscriptedradio.com, and listen to us on demand if you're not one of those people that have an Android or an iPhone, because you suck.
And leave us messages.
Oh, yeah, what's that
Good
number?
Night, everybody.
It's 323-413, I don't know. It's on our website, unscriptedradio.com, right on the front page.
A class act here. I'm going to go eat me some bananas.
I'm going to eat something, all right. Shit, my lubin condoms came in the mail today. Ooh, got to go.
All he got is 5-gallon bucket, bitches. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.